Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fat Gypsy Show. Today I am on my own, and I have some stuff that I want to talk about. I'm really happy I'm going to Thailand to fight right now, because I feel like I just want to punch everybody in the fucking face. So this morning I got to the airport at, midnight, 1 o'clock, high off my fucking ass, like super high. I had been smoking all day to pass the time because the time was going real slow. Sorry, I'm in a food court in Miami airport right now. I have like 7 hour wait to my flight to Doha. Doha is a neighboring country of Saudi Arabia. So anyway, I get to the airport, I wait, I'm tired as fuck, right? I'm starting to get in a real bad mood. I'm just looking at everybody like, fuck you. I don't know why. I'm usually in a good mood and not happy, but I'm really wanting to fight. Like, I'm really wanting to just punch someone in the face. Someone that probably can't fight back. Someone, like, smaller than me. Someone that doesn't know how to fight, so I could just end it in, like, 3 punches. 2 body shots and an elbow to the face. Boom! Really happy to be back in the ring. Going back to the ring, as you can tell. I have some frustrations I gotta get out of me. So, I'm just here to vent because a few things happened on the journey from Trinidad to Miami that made me so fucking angry. Just so fucking angry. And people are so gross and disrespectful. And if I could hide from them for the rest of my life, you better fucking believe I will. I'm going to Pai right now, which is like, it's like hippie central, like fucking hippies. I know I'm going to be frustrated to death, but it's a peaceful place compared to where I just was. It's real easy. Trini is a hard place. And if you don't know what you're doing, chances are you'll probably get fucked. Now, I have people and Trinidad's like my home, so I don't feel threatened there at all, least bit. Duke, Charlotte Street's my spot, that's in town. It's where you catch a car to go to Marval. Sorry for the noise. Sorry for the fucking noise. Disrespectful fucking people. More people that I just want to punch in the fucking face. Anyways, so check it out. I'm real tired. I didn't sleep that whole time, and I ate some KFC before getting on the plane, which wasn't a great idea at all. It was actually a really, really bad idea. So I'm feeling kind of shitty. My stomach's like, blah, 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 what the fuck did you put in me? Right? Finally, I'm like trying to get comfortable. It takes me like 25 minutes to like get real comfortable, like put down the tray, you know, the eating tray. I put that down. I make a pillow out of my hoodie, and I feel like this is gonna be an alright flight. I mean, not a lot of leg room, but enough because I have an aisle and a bulkhead. So American Airlines really doesn't give any space, but if you got the bulkhead, you're alright. So I got the bulkhead. I put my head down, not 5 minutes after I put my head down and I'm falling asleep. This cuck motherfucker in front of me feels the need to put his seat down, but they don't really go down. They go down maybe 2 inches. Like, the seats in these planes don't go down, all right? Like, they just don't. And his thing going down means me not having any space at all. And he's like, he's a fat fucking American. You could tell he's on, like, does a lot of coke. I could just tell these things from years of experience. I have a PhD in cocaine, so. I got it from years of studying the shit, testing it, trying it, selling it, cooking it, distributing it, traveling with it, I consider myself to... I would like to think I have my doctorate in cocaine. But anyways, that's not the point. The point is he had such an ugly fucking face, and I just wanted to take my hoodie arm, wrap it around his neck, and slowly, like a boa constrictor, just start fucking putting pressure on his neck. And just like smiling when he's like, you know that Jabba the Hutt scene where his tongue is out and he can't fucking breathe and he's like, yeah, well, this fat ass motherfucker, I would have liked to Jabba the Hutt his fucking strangled. Anyways, so I get over it kind of. I'm real frustrated. I'm like looking at him like, really, bro? Do you really need your seat tilted fucking literally 2 inches? I'm not exaggerating. But I didn't say anything because he has a right to put his fucking seat down. So, this is gross too. First of all, fat people disgust me. And I don't mean like curvy or like a belly, whatever. I mean like morbidly obese people that can't fit in a chair, in a regular plane chair. That disgusts me. It's just like, why do you hate yourself so much that you just can't put food down and take a walk? It's disgusting, and you're dying, and I don't want to see that. It's fucking gross. Curvy girls, I'm down. Fucking fatties, like fat ass fucks. These fat motherfuckers. Anyways, there's one sitting next to me. A fat, fat, fat fucking bitch. And I mean like disgusting fat. Where like you don't know where her chin ends and her gunt begins. A gunt is the area above your cunt. It's like your gut cunt that goes all the way fucking out. Hers, couldn't tell whether her neck or her gunt, it was all the same. This fucking bitch, this fucking girl, woman, whatever the fuck you want to call her, takes off her shoes and is barefoot right next to me. She's barefoot right next to me. And she thinks that this is her house. She thinks we're in her living room, maybe. She thinks that she has the right to take off her shoes and I have to look and smell her disgusting fucking feet. I wanted to smash her face with fucking knees. I started to get evil. I started to get fucked up. I started to get real fucked up. I started thinking like, what if I just took an X-Acto knife and opened her up and just like took the fat out and like made coats for the homeless? You know, I think like many could benefit from her disgusting obesity. You know, maybe make blankets for puppies with her extremely fat, fatty body. And just everyone was just getting on my nerves. Like, if you were walking too close to me, I just look around and like, I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna hit you in the face. Female, male, children, old, young, I don't discriminate. I hate everybody the same. It doesn't matter if you're purple or yellow or brown or black or white. What colors am I fucking missing? I don't know. I don't give a fuck if you're a rainbow. All right? I don't care. Now, that's not to say I want to punch fags. Okay? And by fags, I mean homosexuals. And I know people don't like that word anymore. That's the only reason why I use it. I have nothing against gay people at all. I actually like them because they're like the thing you seek out in a girl, but they're a dude. Like, the emotions of a girl and the understanding of a female, but, like, it's a dude. So you get, like, with gay people, most of the time, you get, like, the best of both worlds. You get a dude and a girl. And I like girls as friends more than I like guys. Now that I've kicked Richard out of my life, which I don't want to talk about, I don't think I have any guy friends. Like, I have guy acquaintances. All my friends are girls now. And that's the way it's gotta stay. These, like, boys' nights and shit, it's not for me. They all go and talk about pussy. Talk about dumb shit. Like, the girl they fucked last week. And that's the last thing I want to fucking hear about. That's the last thing I ever want to hear about, is the girl that you put in her ass. Like, I really don't care. Sex is not challenging. Sex is just not challenging. Like, once you're really good at it, it's just like, man, I'm good at that. I don't really need to do it anymore. I don't need physical pleasure. I need mental challenges. I don't give a fuck for physical pleasure. I care a lot for, like, mental challenges. That's why I like psychedelics. And that's why I like going deep with psychedelics. I don't just like to take one hit of acid and see where it goes. One hit of LSD and see where it goes. I take three or four and I go through tunnels and I experience different dimensions and being different beings. And I love that shit. I fucking love that shit. I love drugs. I definitely like drugs more than I like pussy. Pussy is just like, it really doesn't matter to me. Like, I've had a bunch of it, you know, and I feel like I've conquered what I needed to conquer when it comes to pussy. And I have to be honest, I think going through a divorce soured me to relationships and people, like female relationships. Like I love the female male brother sister shit. It turns me on sexually to think I might fuck my sister because I don't have one. But I mean, like, I prefer the relationship of a boy and girl being like brother and sister. You know, that's what makes me happy. I'd rather become your big brother than fuck you. And this would worry me in any other circumstance. Like, I would think, like, oh shit, am I gay? Because I don't, like, I'll fuck a pussy, but I'm not trying to, you know? If I'm in a situation where it's super easy and I don't really have to put any effort into getting it done, I just, like, yeah, you want to fuck? All right, whatever. Let's do it. But I'm not seeking it out, so I'd much rather, like, sorry, I'm going back to a thing. Like, I would think maybe I'm gay because I don't feel the same way as other dudes do about sex and pussy and all that shit. Like, I don't care. Like, I'll check out a girl for like a second and be like, yeah, she's all right. Don't care about good looking people anymore either. The having been in the fashion industry just showed me that they're boring people, and not all of them. I know some cool models, I guess, but they're all basically the same boring fucking person. They've gotten along real well in life because of their looks, so they don't really have to develop personalities. That's why if you go on any model's Instagram or whatever and you check their stories, none of them are going to be like talking with personality. No, they're going to show little pictures and write little things, and it's just going to be boring. They're boring. Look at their shit. Like, yeah, their IGs are cool because they have professional photographers and shit taking care of it, but if you look at their own shit, what they do, they're not creative. Most of them. So fuck a good-looking girl. Fucking a 10 is a nightmare anyway, because I'm not a 10, so I feel like, why is she fucking me? And let's be real, how many 10s have I really fucked in my life? Zero. I've never... Hold on, have I fucked a 10? Like, a 10 to me would be different from a 10 to... I'm using Richard as an example because he's a beautiful little cunt and he fucks 10s all the time. I don't think I've fucked a 10. I don't even know if I've fucked a 9. 8 definitely. I've fucked a lot of 8s. Like, I've fucked enough 8s for me to never fuck another 8 again. 7s, yes. I've never gone lower than like a 3. I've never fucked a 1 or a 2. Definitely fucked some 3s. Fucked more 4s than 3s though. Threes are really giving when you fuck them good, because no one's ever fucked them good before. So if you fuck a three really good, she will fucking... she'll stop the world from spinning for you if she can. So boys out there, stop looking at the hot girl to fuck, because she's going to ask you to do shit. She's going to ask you to be the one to make everything happen. But if you fuck a three or a four, they are so appreciative and happy and, oh my God, thank you. I never knew that my clit could feel like that. I never knew someone's tongue in my mouth didn't have to taste like beer and cigarettes. Which cigarettes I'm trying really hard to stop, by the way. I'm done. Especially because I'm going in the ring in like 3 weeks, maybe sooner. I do need to train before I start fighting, though. Like, I haven't trained since last summer. I haven't trained since May. So that's June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. That's 9 fucking months, dude. I got real injured in my last fight, and I just didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it again. I didn't want to train. I was too hurt and then too lazy. So, going back to the ring, real happy about that. We better be fucking recording. I'm looking at the Wi-Fi. It's going from 1 bar to 2 to 1 bar to 2. We should be cool, but because this is just, I'm by myself, I might make this a 30-minute podcast. We've already done like 15 minutes, which is cool. I think this is my second podcast that I'm not doing high out of all of them. I know for sure that the one with Adrian Kozanski, that was sober as fuck. This one's sober as fuck too, and I think you could tell because my ideas are coming clearer. I'm speaking clearer, quicker. I'm always way too high. That's got to stop too. I'm going to Doha tonight. And I'm staying there for like 5 hours in the airport. And then I'm heading on to Chiang Mai, Thailand, where I am going to stay with a fat gypsy fan that I've never actually met. She is a Thai girl that has property in Pai, and she fell in love with me, obviously, over social media. I got real angry at her once because, I don't know, I was stressing about something and she says, "I love you." And I was like, "Yo, how much time have we spent together? How much time have we spent together in person?" Because, yeah, we were texting dick pics and shit. Well, I was. And she was texting vagina pictures and masturbation videos, all that shit. But, like, how can you claim to love me if you've never really actually met me? So I know this girl's a fucking psycho because she doesn't know me, but we know the same people. Let me put that in there. We know a lot of the same people. She knows my old crew. She asked about me to them and got the green light to have me in her house. So it's not just completely random. We've just never met, but we do know the same people. The community out in Chiang Mai is real small. So I'm landing at 6:20 a.m. in the morning. And I'm headed to Pai as soon as possible. I'm on a super tight budget, obviously, like usual. I just had a Cuban sandwich for, what, $20 Canadian? It's like 12 bucks American with the drink. With the drink, it was like, what, 13? So that's $20 for a fucking sandwich. Go fuck yourself, you fucking cocksuckers. kind of sad to leave Trinidad, but kind of happy, I guess. And gonna go tear shit up and fight like a motherfucking, like a nigga trying to get away from his slave owners. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, soon I'm gonna have to call Jin Pritch, who I fell in love with. Okay, I say things like I don't give a fuck about pussy, but this girl, I don't know how much I'm allowed to talk about her on here, because she does a lot of secretive shit that I'm probably not even supposed to know about. So I'm madly in love with her, and I've never met her, so I shouldn't give shit to the Thai girl for being... But I'm not gonna tell her I love her. That's the difference. I'm not gonna text her like, I love you so much. That's a boner killer. Someone saying they love you when they don't know you, that's a massive fucking boner killer. I'd rather you tell me you hate me and I'm ugly than tell me you love me, because you sound like a fucking liar. You just sound like a fucking liar if you say you love someone that you've never met in person. What kind of weirdo are you? Now, at the same time, I'm very easy to fall in love with, because A, I look okay, but B, I have the best personality. Most of the time. Sometimes I'm a fucking cunt. But I'm only human, right? I'm only human, so... What else? I think that's all I have to say right now. Maybe I'll do another podcast from Doha. Because I'm like, what? In Doha, you're what? 1,000 kilometers away from Saudi Arabia? A place I should never go. Because, oh shit. Someone went into a mosque today and shot like 48 people or some shit. They're just labeling dude as white racist, which is race baiting. The fact that they're calling him white racist is just gonna get other people angry, and that more people are gonna die and more people have to die for this to fucking... It's just ridiculous. Why couldn't they just say someone went in? Why continue the race shit by saying a white dude, a white racist, went into the mosque and killed everybody? They're just perpetuating the war. They're perpetuating the war on culture, on race. You know, like, in the... In the times we find ourselves in this hyper-politically correct era of nonsense, craziness, people with feelings that are pliable like Gumby. Why do we have to continue this shit? Why couldn't they just say someone, you know? Why not omit the race bullshit? It's just more bullshit. Anyways, John Wayne Parr, a friend of mine who's a champion Muay Thai dude, posted some shit. And like, he's like, yeah, it's real sad what happened. I didn't do it, but I feel like being like, yeah, idiots killing other idiots. You know, the world got lighter. I don't feel bad. Does that make me a sociopath that I don't give a fuck anymore? Like, it's probably desensitization at this point. I read about that shit and I'm gonna get in trouble for this, but I read about that shit and I smile like, psh, idiots. My fellow humans are fucking morons. I'm not part of this team, by the way. I don't belong to all these people that are in this food court with me right now. I don't associate with other humans like that. Like, I don't feel like I'm part of the same fucking crew. In fact, I don't know if I've ever actually met anyone that I felt connected with. I only really connect with animals. Humans don't do it for me. I have a really hard time showing them love and affection. And I have a really easy time throwing people out of my life. Like, a little bit too easy. Like, if you piss me off a little bit, I'll just never talk to you again. I won't even think about you. You'll be dead to me. Like, not even dead to me. It'll be like we never even met. I stopped talking to Richard, what, like, 2 months ago now? And don't miss him. Don't give a fuck. Maybe he just made me so disgusted with him that I just... all my feelings for him just disappeared in one instant. When I was leaving Milan, this isn't what he did, by the way, but it's just an added fuck you, an added spit in my fucking face. When I was leaving Milan, where was I going? I guess I was going to Montreal. When I was leaving Milan, he made Chris, who was scouted at models as his. So he made Chris. Chris didn't do it. He just looked at me and said, Richard wanted me to go through your shit to make sure you're not stealing. This is my supposed to be my best friend of 9 years. Go through my bag to make sure that I'm not stealing. Like I'm some fucking thief crackhead. That is unacceptable, and I'm so fucking... just repeat... I haven't repeated that story in a long time. And just repeating it now is making me feel absolutely sick. I don't even want to talk on this fucking podcast anymore. I'm done. Have a lovely fucking afternoon. I guess I could do fucking 3 more minutes... 27. Let's cut it at 30 minutes. The podcast that I do with myself, I think I'll just do 30 minute ones. If I have something to talk about, that is. I hope you guys were able to hear everything I had to say. I didn't check for audio before I did it. I just started, and usually I do sound check, but I did not this time. So I'm hoping everything's gonna be okay. I'd like to say thank you to Fit Hustlers for sponsoring me. They're sponsoring me in my fights, which means free clothes, means free products, free nutritional products, which means I'm going to be in great shape and fucking healthy. So thank you to everybody at Fit Hustlers. I told Nathan that I'd... I'm sorry, I forgot the name of... the other sponsor. Should have written it down, but that was like a freebie that I was giving to this dude because I like him. So I didn't write anything down. I figured if I remember the name, then you could be a sponsor, but chances are I won't remember shit. And I think it's going to be Herbalife nutritional supplements and products, but I'm not sure yet. And I can't wait to eat the fried chicken that the lady makes me in Chiang Mai. And I'm going for noodle soup and cow soy and pad siu and all these amazing Thai dishes. So happy to go back to Thailand just for the food. Just like everywhere, I get fed up after like 2 months of eating only that culture food. Like before I went to Milan, before I went to Italy this time, Italian food is my favorite. And I always said Italy has the best food. Italy and Greece have the best food in Europe, in the your EU. I'd probably say Greece first because it's not as heavy and pasta and sugar bullshit. It's way more natural and vegetables and fish. But Italians, man, they have wicked fucking food. They just cook so well and their sauces are so good. We were, Richard and Massimo, who is a movie producer out in Milan, we went to eat at the spot, and it was seriously the best pasta I've ever had in my life. So, It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I have a flight to catch in 7.5 hours, so goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.